Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un shared a handshake at their historic meeting last night. The US president and the leader of North Korea met for a joint summit in Singapore. The meeting was inconceivable even just a few months ago, with tensions rife between the two countries. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un spent 50 minutes in a private meeting, which wrapped up at about 4 a.m. French time. They then met with their teams to discuss the denuclearization of the Pyongyang regime. More than 600 migrants remain stranded in the Mediterranean Sea aboard the Aquarius, the humanitarian rescue boat. Italy and Malta have refused to harbour the Aquarius. Spain has said that the boat can dock in its waters. However, the crew on board the Aquarius has said that the voyage would be too risky, as it would take several days to reach Valencia. In the meantime, the boat remains at sea. 24 departments across France are on orange weather alert this morning for thunderstorms and heavy rain. From the Ille-et-Vilaine to the Meuse via the Ile-de-France, the alert also applies to the Landes, the Pyrénées-Atlantiques and the Hautes-Pyrénées. The Gers, the Tarn and Garonne are also on alert for the risk of floods. A new round of the SNCF strike starts up again today for the next 2 days. 3 out of 5 TGV and Transilien services will be running and half of TER. The railway workers' strike is due to last until June 28th. The Assemblée Nationale and the Senate agreed yesterday on the final version of railway reform. Tomorrow it is due to be adopted in the Assemblée Nationale. And finally, accordion star Yvette Horner died last night at the age of 95. Horner sold more than 30 million albums worldwide, but she was perhaps best known for her appearance at the Tour de France, playing accordion for hours from the roof of a car. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.